This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station, along with our Moss Family Automotive Studio, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, to the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and also the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website for the radio show. It's the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining us right now, as he does on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge, and Flip's going nuts. And wait a minute, where's Flip? Okay, here's Flip. There you go. Okay, we got it going there. All right. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got us a little Democratic convention going on, and last night was day number one. And I kind of think it was all about racial justice and unrest, and that was their key. And they just threw everything out there, including the kitchen sink. And, oh, by the way, Michelle Obama.
Yeah, they said that she was the highlight of the night. She said things such as President Trump just isn't the man for the job, that he's in over his head. He just is not up to the job. Things like that. I agree with Brit Hume over on Fox News. She did a good speech, but sadly, it just was just a continuation of more of the same, as far as I'm concerned. She just did a better job of communicating the Democrat ideas, which are all negative, or mostly negative. She talked about her friend Joe Biden, a profoundly decent man and one who will tell the truth, huh? And trust science. Things of that nature. So, to me, it was a pretty, downhill night after that.
You missed the big one. You missed the big one. It was when she referred to Casey Abrams and about, the vote's being suppressed and the voter rolls are being purged and polling places are being closed. I thought to myself, gee, wasn't that back when Barack Obama was president?
You know what's funny, though? Everything they accuse others of doing,
they've done
they are actually the ones.
Yep.
They've done it or are in the process of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And the other thing is she talked about the post office briefly about, they're trying to defund the post office and they're getting rid of mailboxes and this, that, and the other. Excuse me. There were more mailboxes removed, not just replaced, removed under Barack Obama's presidency than there have been mailboxes moved to a new location under this president. Fact.
Well, you know,
fact.
That's true, but, you know, the thing that the Democrats benefit from, as most people don't know, and they don't know that they don't know when it comes to a lot of things like that, and so they're able to get away with these misrepresentations.
Well, if nobody challenges them, that's what happens. And here's another one. Hillary won the popular vote. She made sure she threw that in there. Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million votes, and maybe we should be taking a look at changing some things there without really saying that she wanted to get rid of the Electoral College, which is one of their stated goals, I might add. And then get this. This is the one that really burnt me, really. The president only wants certain people to come here. That's not what America's all about. We let everyone come here. Really? Illegals? I don't think so.
And that's the thing. She revealed the truth there. They want everyone to come here because they're trying to change this country. That's why they want everyone and everything to walk, crawl, and slither into this country. Because it's about fundamentally transforming.
I got one for you. If I told you that if I told you there was somebody that was a Fidel Castro loving, Soviet Union honeymooning, dictator defending communist comrade that kicked off the first night's convention of the Democratic Party, who would I be talking about?
Who kicked it off?
Yeah,
Bernie Sanders.
Thank you.
Yeah,
because Sanders was the chief architect of Biden's unity plan that we kept hearing about. Well, it's all about America and unifying America. And that is a dangerous, dangerous communist manifesto that was copied directly from Sanders' platform, word for word. It calls for open borders, ending all deportations, deadly sanctuary cities, taxpayer-funded health care, and welfare for illegal aliens, incentivizing illegal alien child smuggling, and a whole bunch more.
Absolutely. And breaking the United States economy, destroying all of our liberties, every single one of them. And they want to break down the American family, too. And very interesting second party we have.
Yeah, and Biden, by the way, is going to be raising taxes, according to his own words, on the middle class as well as some others.
And also rejuvenate all the regulations that Trump got rid of.
$4 trillion he wants to raise the taxes, folks. That's everybody. And by the way, his proposals will actually cost $10 trillion. I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And don't go anywhere because I'm coming right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Rod Edwards, is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss was out buying cars, and Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on that buying spree to give you over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles right now to choose from. And Moss has one of the largest selections anywhere in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. They'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! Now, if you're searching for a new, improved service experience, guess what? You serve, you save. Applies to all active duty military, veterans, first responders, pastors, and faith workers. You get 20% off on the service done on your vehicle at any of the Moss service departments. And they can handle all makes and models, too. And don't forget, you also get a discount on your vehicle, whether it's certified or pre-owned. And does it get better than that? Oh, yeah, because the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at MossAcura.com, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. You know, the GOP win is going to be vital to the economy, and I'll explain, and then I'll let you comment here. America has just added 9 million jobs from May through July, a total of 12 million since all this coronavirus stuff stopped. I heard the Democrats saying 30 million people are out of work. Well, what they forgot to tell anybody is 12 million have gotten off the rolls and gone back to work, which means it's only 18 million that are out of work right now, according to the numbers that are the official numbers. Now, the jobs market beat market expectations 3 months in a row. Retail spending has fully recovered. It's at an all-time high, even higher than what it was before this pandemic stuff. Industrial production rose for the third straight month in July, with factory output at 3.4% last month after a 5.7% surge in June. And the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 stock indexes are trading at or near record highs again, lifting all of the Americans' 401ks. So while they're trying to tell us how bad it is on the other side of the aisle, the facts of the matter dispute that.
Well, the other facts are that the only places that are lagging behind as far as this economic recovery are places where you have more restrictions, whether they're Corona China virus related or whatever, and Democrat-controlled cities and states. Now, if you were to release states such as California, New York, and New Jersey, and others, which are major states, of course, you would have an even larger or greater economic recovery right now. So what I think is you're going to see developing is just what you – I'm not going to repeat what you just said, but those particular states that are benefiting from lesser regulations that are Corona China virus related, you're going to continue to see a rapid growth. Resurgence in the economy, while other states will be left behind.
Now, Newt Gingrich is telling us that the Biden-Harris coalition, if you will collapse just like George McGovern did in 1972. Now, I remember what happened to George McGovern, and I don't doubt that for a second.
Well, George McGovern, if I recall, reading about all of that, was a very, very leftist Democrat.
Oh, he went off the deep end, way off the deep end.
Yeah, he was mm-hmm. far left than most Democrats of that era. And his message eventually just fell on deaf ears, mm-hmm. and it did collapse. It was one of the great political collapses in history as far as mm-hmm. expectations and everything.
Now, it's going to be really hard for devout Catholics to vote for the Biden-Harris ticket because of their goals and stated ideas on abortion, this, that, and the other. And by the way, I forgot how long it's been, but Joe Biden has not been offered communion by the Catholic Church in years.
I think he, Nancy Pelosi, and others who claim to be Catholics, I've forgotten what the inside of a Catholic church even looks like.
Yeah,
it's been so long.
It's true,
and can't blame them. I mean, they don't represent the Catholic faith at all, whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to make atonement of themselves before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, Captain, they don't represent. You wouldn't even think that they were ever Catholics. They go against everything good that the Catholic Church stands for.
Now, did you see the Portland man that was dragged out of his pickup truck? First, his girlfriend got out of the truck because I guess of the way it got stopped, and she started to walk away, and some woman cold cocked her from behind and started beating her up. And then the guy got literally beaten savagely, knocked unconscious, left on the street.
Oh, the way that guy kicked him in the head. Oh, my God. See, this is why... Oh, you know what I would like to see? A convoy of Big Mac trucks going through these areas. Because I got to ask you, Captain, and I'm being facetious, maybe I'm being facetious, but where and when has any government, local, state, or federal, made it legal for street cretins to block traffic and stand in the way of people, law-abiding citizens who want to go from point A to point B? I got to know.
They haven't, and I'll tell you something. As a former trucker and owning a bunch of trucks, my trucks were instructed if they ever were going to be detained, like at a stoplight in New York City, we used to have a rule. When somebody would come up to you when you were at a stoplight, you would roll right through it.
And that's what I think needs to happen, because these people, they're like uncivilized beasts, and the only way you can deal with uncivilized beasts
mm-hmm.
is to be stronger than them and being willing to use mm-hmm. that strength. And that's the only mm-hmm. thing they understand. They've gotten to the yep. point where they don't fear mm-hmm. law enforcement. They don't have a respect
yep.
for the rights of individuals, and they're like animals. They have to be dealt
yep.
with in such a manner.
Now, what do you think about Gordon Chang saying that China really does want to unseat President Trump? I believe that. I believe
he's spot on.
Yep.
Yeah. And that goes for any nation around the world. Of course they want to get rid of Trump. Trump is the first president in my lifetime that stood up to China and said, no, you're not going to just continue to rip off this country and just screw over us like this. And technologically, China has been just whipping our tails when it comes to information and things of that nature. And so, you know, of course they want to get rid of Trump. They would love, I mean, they would pay to have Biden or another Democrat. Or, let's see, another rhino Republican in office as well. Because
all right. Hold that thought. We got a caller. I want to take the caller. Good morning, caller. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's me again, Captain. Yeah, Mel here in Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
I was, when you were talking about, Ron was mentioning about trucks rolling down middle of the main drive where these anarchists are hanging out. Well, we had a Back to Blue rally here in Saratoga Springs back in mid-July, and I'll tell you what, there were tractor trailers, and even John Deere tractors, and Railing Thunder.
Good.
A biker group rolled right through Saratoga, so right in front of these matters. And there were only about maybe 75 of them, but we in the Back to Blue were about 600 of us.
Okay, good.
Good. Well, those little creeps, boy, they didn't know what to think. They kept up with their hollering and screaming. They didn't want to jump in. I tell you that. They knew better.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And that's Mel in Saratoga Springs, and he's a frequent caller, and we appreciate him. All right, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, because they're going to use the Dallas Cowboys model, which got approved by the NFL, where they're going to put 15,000 fans in the stands.
22%.
Yeah, and it's going to be pods are going to be no more than 10 people. They're going to be socially distanced around the stadium, and then that's how they're going to do it, and it's going to work. How about them apples?
Well, okay. Well, I hope it works out for them, or I really don't care. The NFL is dead in my book as far as I'm concerned. They're going to be allowing they're now in support of the kneelers and the anti-police.
Well, not Jerry Jones.
He said that our guys are going to stand.
He said his team is going to stand, and they're going to put their hands over their heart. Now, otherwise, they're not going to play.
Yeah, that's what all the owners should be saying.
John Elway also said it with the Denver Broncos.
Okay. Well, I know the Cleveland Brown punks are not going to be doing it. They said they're allowed. Their owner said specifically he supports the kneelers, as did some of the other franchises. So until they get rid of that, as far as I'm concerned, NFL is no certain way.
We got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Thursday morning, so stay low.
Take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody. And Ron Edwards will be back with me on Thursday. And I will be right back with Brooke Says, Brooke Talks America, Brooke Emery, Brooke Everything. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention underway, and last night the virtual event included speeches from Senator Bernie Sanders and former First Lady Michelle Obama, who says of President Donald Trump,
"He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is."
Joe Biden will accept the party nomination on Thursday night. As Democrats were rallying online last night, President Trump was in campaign mode, speaking not far from Milwaukee in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, giving his November opponent a new nickname.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
Trump also saying the former vice president, quote, has no clue what he's doing. He said Democrats are ashamed of law and order, and he said that gun rights may be in jeopardy if he, the president, does not win re-election. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our little buddy up there in Carrollton, Georgia, by the name of Donna Fiducia. Many years with the Fox Television Network. By the way, when I first heard about her, she was a traffic copter for the Howard Stern radio show. She was a traffic reporter, flew around in the helicopter. All right, well, you heard about the myth and the legend on Saturday nights now, 7 p.m., creating quite a little name for herself. It'd be the redheaded spitfire known as Brooke Emery. Brooke says, Brooke Talks America. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, you are all over the place lately, but where you're mostly all over the place is you were all excited about the Cardi B and Joey B interview.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. That's, yes.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask me a question. No, that is like my IQ literally dropped 20 points. My eyes, I had to bleach my eyes and my ears after that stupidity because it was just shocking. And you know, that's the perfect example. You know, Bernie did it first with her and then Biden did it is a couple of things. First of all, they're scraping the gutter.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry. She is trash. Okay, she's a good rapper. Look, I don't know what anybody else thinks. She's actually a good rapper. Good rapper requires beat and flow. She's got it. So does her cohort in that video that she has, Megan Thee Stallion. But it's trash. It's degrading to women. It's disgusting. The whole thing is trash. She's trash. But people ought to be insulted because basically, this is what happens every time with the Democrats, is they always pull out the celebrities. And now what they're doing is they're really insulting people and their intelligence by putting her out there. You know, anybody watching that who's a Democrat, especially someone who's a Black or Hispanic, should be completely insulted that they pulled her out to try to, you know, to try to sway them, really. It just goes to show how good Democrats are with culture, though. That's how they operate. They get the culture, the lowest common denominating, low-hanging fruit, and that's what they do.
And then you've got, you know, just to talk about how times have changed, you could illustrate the point. You've got Kamala Harris, who's now crying racism over everything and anything.
Yeah, well, and people should read my article about it on BrookTalksAmerica.com, of course. The Democrats have nothing but identity politics, especially at this point. You know, they have Joe Biden, right? I mean, he literally is senile. He can get reasonably sane for what appears to be a few minutes now.
It's called medication. It's called medication.
Well, fine, yeah. And they did that with Howard Hughes. If you've seen the movie The Aviator, they did that with him. You know, they were able to operate him for a little bit. But he's completely out of it. And so she's obviously, you know, I don't really know why she's there. She's not helping him. Part of the reason for her to be there is to help, you know, supposedly help with the Black vote. It's not helping her. There's a poll that actually, you know, if you believe that stuff, that shows that like 32% are less likely to vote for her. So, you know, the Democrat Party is desperate right now. The only thing they have is identity politics. And one day, hopefully America will be free from that, you know, that playbook, and we can just talk about policies, because we win, but we need messaging. You know, if you're listening on the Trump campaign, hire me for stratcoms, because I've always said this, you're missing golden opportunities. You know,
well,
you got to get the message to the place where the people are.
Well, that's true too. And the other thing is, today is August the 18th. What does that day mean to you?
I don't know. What am I missing?
100 years ago today.
I know my birthday is next week, so.
But you're not that old. 100 years ago today.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The suffrage movement.
Tennessee became the 36th state to ratify the 19th Amendment.
Okay, well, great. I'm in Florida, so I probably wouldn't know that. But here's the thing. You know, Ann Coulter has gotten into tremendous fire over this because she says, some women shouldn't be able to vote, and I have to say I agree with that. I'm not one of them because I have a sane mind, but you know, again, look, I'm glad I have the freedoms that I do, but you know, I don't ascribe to all these things, okay? But I do have to say I think Kristi Noem is going to be the first female president, and for that I will be very glad. You know, she turned down money. She turned down money because her state is
$300 a week for the unemployment. She said, we don't need it. We're going back to work. And by the way, I did not realize that they had a professional sporting event in South Dakota. And she announced that last night during her interview on Fox. And she also said when they asked her, they said, well, I'm assuming that you had some spikes because of the coronavirus thing there. Yeah. And she said, no, there's been nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Yeah, no, I knew they were going to get her. The great thing about Sturgis is that the little soy boys, the little, tight wad pants soy boys with the man buns tried to go in there and they got wrecked. So, you know, that's what happens when men stand up. Okay. This is going to be what we need to do is we need men to stand up and kick these people's behinds, really, because don't play with us, really, you know.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Look what happened in Portland. They dragged a pickup truck driver out of the vehicle. In the first place, he tried to, you know, get through the crowd without having to stop because he knew what was going to happen. But for some reason, he got stopped anyway for whatever reason. And his girlfriend jumped out of the vehicle, and they attacked her before they attacked him.
Yeah, well, and I know there were some rumors that he had died. That has not been confirmed yet.
No,
I
know of.
But if you remember, they did that. I think it was Minneapolis. They did the same thing, and they killed a guy.
They did.
The guy actually died.
You're right.
And there was an audio of a terrified woman with her daughter in the car, her child, where she was locked up. That's going to happen all over. But so one of the things, again, call me for Stratcoms, okay? Because you should have a team that's directly contacting. No, I'm serious. Contact the NFL. Contact the NBA. Contact all of the advertisers. Do a Media Matters in reverse and contact the advertisers and show them that video and say, do you support this? And if so, we don't support you. We need to be as aggressive. I heard Ron talking about the NFL. I'm not watching it. I don't really watch it anyways, but I was prepared to watch the NHL, but they kneeled too, so they're out, you know. But we need to do this in reverse. I mean, conservatives, y'all need to realize, okay, they are going to win simply because they are aggressive. If you don't get aggressive, you're going to have your principles on a sinking ship.
Now,
so you better get active.
Now, we need to talk about something that's going to take place August the 29th.
Yes, we do. That is the Thank the Truckers rally. I put the link in, I'll put the link in all three of the groups that you have. It is.
I've actually got a dozen groups, but go ahead.
I know. You're the army of Matt. I'll put it in all of them. Here's the thing. There isn't a thing that you have, okay? Every time you go on the road, truckers, 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 right?
Yep.
We just go, we do our thing. We don't really pay too much attention. I'm looking in my living room right now. Everything that I have in here, including, by the way, there isn't a glove, a syringe, a mask, or a, what do you wear around your, a tape, whatever you wear at the hospital, that didn't come by way of trucker. Okay. Mm-hmm. So America has been able to survive this pandemic because of the truckers. So wherever you are, okay, you can do it in your neighborhood. You can go to a Flying J, wherever the truckers come in, make some signs, get a cardboard at Dollar Tree. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be something fancy. And if you make a sign, put the picture on the link for the Facebook page, and you can do it that way, right? You can make a video, thank you to the truckers. It can be something that goes nationwide. We all need to thank the truckers.
Yep.
Everybody else has gotten thanked, and they deserve it.
And you got a
truckers.
You got a big old. You got a big old stand-up Freightliner condo in there. Is what you're looking at on your picture.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they are all over the place, and we owe them an incredible debt of gratitude. Mm-hmm. We would have fallen apart as a country, probably be at war right now.
Come a long way from a one-stack Mac with a window in the back.
That's right. That's right. Oh, no, they have crazy deluxe liners. So please, please, please. I happen to live in Hillsborough County, but you can do it in your neighborhood, too. So thank
website,
you.
Website, Brooke Talks America. BrookTalksAmerica.com.
BrookTalksAmerica.com.
Thank you.
Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Thank you. All right. And Saturday at 7 p.m. on this flagship station of mine. Tune in. Brooke Talks America. The website, BrookTalksAmerica.com. I'll be right back with the Beach and Bodie forecast and wrapping things up. And today is election primary day.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Yeah, they are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay is brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Well, today, Tuesday, to be partly sunny with some scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the southwest is starting out at about 5 to 8 miles an hour this morning. This afternoon, they'll be picking up to about 10 to 15, seas 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 90 degrees. The bay water temperature, 89 degrees. We had our high tide at 3:46 a.m. Our low tide coming at 7:15 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay happens to be the largest franchise of all of the 232 locations across America. Now, here's the really good thing about it. If you join the Freedom Boat Club right now, right here in Tampa Bay, you get reciprocity to go to any of the 232 locations across the country, the three in Canada, and did I tell you they got three in France? Ho, ho, ho. Alrighty, parlez-vous français. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing, too. I'm telling you, this is the way to go, because since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends and family and sun sanitized too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. Just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, I've owned a boat. I've owned several boats. The last one I owned was a 25.5-foot aft cabin cruiser on Lake Ontario. And I'll tell you, it was work. Not only did I have to pay for the dock fee to keep it on the dock because I didn't trailer it, put it in the water, take it out and all that. It was just too much nonsense. So I found a dock, had it on the dock there, went up and in and out the Salmon River up there where my boat was docked out into Lake Ontario and had a lot of fun. But it's a lot of work. So if you want to find out about the Freedom Boat Club, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, tomorrow, surprise, 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 Freedom Boat Club's Keith Marsh will be in studio with me. And he's coming to tell us about the new changes at the Freedom Boat Club. More locations, more boats. Holy smokes, I can hardly stand it. All right, let's go back to the telephone lines. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
What's up there, Mary?
Good morning. With the convention is Obama 2.0.
Yep.
For all people that gave Obama a chance the first time, we were lucky enough to get out of the damage that that caused. It looks like this time the damage would be irreversible.
Oh, well, sure.
That's how important the election would be. And it looks like Biden's brain is in the basement, and a lot of other people's brains are in the basement with him.
Well, if they're supporting him, they are, because there's no way in God's green earth, if you understand what's at stake and what this guy wants to do, I'm going to go through some of his points here again and explain to the people, here's what's in their platform. That's not me talking. That's their platform. All right, Mary?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. We'll talk to you again. Thanks very much for the phone call. And you know something, folks? I'm telling you, this you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. The Democrats think that we're all a bunch of fools or dumb or stupid or whatever because they're out there trying to pass off, well, we're a kinder nation, we're a gentler nation, we're this, we're that, we're all going to be just fine. We're singing kumbaya because it's the way it should be. Really. Listen to this. Bernie Sanders, who is the chief architect of Biden's unity plan, which is a dangerous communist manifesto, listen to me, that was copied directly from Sanders' platform. It calls for open borders, ending all deportations, isn't that lovely, deadly sanctuary cities, taxpayer-funded health care, welfare for illegal aliens, incentivizing illegal alien child smuggling, and much more. Want to know what the much more is? Of course you do. Sanders wanted to raise taxes on the middle class, and he sold Biden on a plan. Biden is going to raise taxes by more than $4 trillion right off the bat. He's going to get rid of everything that Donald Trump did to lower taxes, bring in all the registrations back, all the new regulations back that he got rid of, put them all back in there, and this whole thing is going to wind up costing us $10 trillion. Now, how much do you think he's going to need to take from taxpayers to enact the agenda? All of it. Because there's no money to do this. And Sanders bragged about forcing Biden to move a whole lot to the left on health care, too. And boy, did he. Biden's plan happens to be the first step towards a socialist single-payer system. Think about that for a minute. All right, now let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liberal Larry. I'm in Orlando.
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about the primary today in Hillsborough County for sheriff, correct?
Go ahead, but you got about a minute to do it.
All right, well, anyways, for you national listeners, News Channel 8 is an RBC affiliate in Tampa, and he was pandering. The story was he was pandering to Donna Davis, the leader of Black Lives Matter, about more body cams and this and that, and, I mean, him arresting the pastor. So you Republicans that are going to go vote today in the primary, think about voting for the other guy, Boswell, instead, because this guy comes off to me as a rhino sheriff. He can't stand up with Sheriff J.D. Grutter or Sheriff Pistocco and Pasco. So think about voting him out today, please. That's all I got to say, Matt.
All right, thanks. Have a great day. And, by the way, speaking of elections, I want to just get into Florida 13 for just a second here because it's a very important election and it's garnered national attention. The Republican primary in Florida's 13th congressional district, five candidates are running for the Republican nomination to challenge Representative Charlie Crist, the Democrat, who, by the way, was a Republican, an independent, then a Democrat. Now, the three candidates that are up front are Amanda Mackey, George Buck, Anna Paulina Luna. And Mackey and Luna are both members of what's called the National Republican Congressional Committee's Young Guns Program, which supports non-incumbent Republicans running for the U.S. House, whose campaigns meet specific organizational and fundraising goals. In the meantime, George Buck is a name that most people remember because he ran against Charlie 2 years ago and got 40% of the vote with very little money and very little name recognition. And he's in a move again. So election forecasters, unfortunately, though, the Tampa Bay Times people are saying, well, this is Charlie Crist. She's all but certain to win in the general election. Not so fast, Tampa Bay Times. Not so fast. You want to know why? Charlie Crist is supporting the defund the police movement, amongst other things. He hasn't done a damn thing to help the veterans for the most part, number two. And number three, name something he did. Oh, I got me a contest where somebody got them a trophy for doing a thing for the flower for the Congress. Gee whiz, give me a break. This guy carries the water for Nancy Pelosi. And if that's what you want, keep it going. But if you want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as much as most of the rest of us do because she's done nothing but bring America down, then you got to get rid of Charlie Crist. So whoever it is you vote for in Florida 13, get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. This is so important, and we need to beat Charlie Crist at his own game. All right. Dominic's Vines and Decor, let's not forget about them, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. All right, that wraps it up for tonight. I'll tell you what, another great, great, great show. Lots of great callers. Thank you to everybody that's participated. We appreciate you. And I will see y'all tonight, those of you in Tampa, at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Mugs at 6:30. Have yourself a great day. Bye!
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.